An hour passed, then two, then three. After 4 hours, her mother knocked on the door. There they were, the two of them, the father of Bebop and the curly-haired teenager with the smiling eyes, laughing, playing backgammon, learning to twang the Jew's harp, just being friends. They remained friends for the rest of his life. He called her his goddaughter. She named her first son Benjamin Diz. For a while, she considered applying to a music conservatory after high school. When instead she chose to major in public policy at Duke University, she took her trumpet into the marching band. She played it too when she went on to the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy to write up her research that proved that in poor countries, people were better off financially and medically if they were asked to pay a little bit of the cost of ensuring a supply of drugs to their local pharmacy rather than if they paid nothing and got nothing. She played the trumpet some more when working as an economist for the World Bank in Northern Cameroon, Vietnam, and Morocco. And then, at 43, having just had her last son, she decided to follow what she called her still, quiet voice and be part of a movement to revitalize Jewish spiritual life in America. She resigned from the World Bank and joined the Adas Israel Synagogue in Washington, D.C., where, in 1876, Ulysses S. Grant became the first American president to attend a service in a synagogue. There was meditation every Tuesday night, yoga every Wednesday night, lessons in Jewish mindfulness all through the week. But it was when she held aloft the shofar that she really found her voice.